Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sam and Greg. Yep, it really is both Sam and Greg.
How about that, folks?
On this Sunday morning,
the
23rd day.
We found him. We found him.
February. Good morning, Digga.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all in Cartersville.
All right now.
Up in Cartersville.
Yep.
Happy birthday also to yesterday was McKenna's birthday.
Okay.
And today is my nephew, you know, I mentioned him before, actually they had a party for the 2-year-old.
Right.
A few weeks ago. This is Colin.
Okay.
Colin.
Okay. Okay.
And
okay.
So his birthday is today.
Happy birthday.
And he due to spending it in a hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, went and saw him yesterday. He's going to be all right, but okay. He needed to just take care of himself and, you know, do a sit-up once in a while and put the alcohol down and just, you know, you get these messages once in a while from God, right? He says to you, come on.
While we say that, you know, coming in today, and this is we headed to our last week of February, and the King is Fallen building, which I always notice. You seem to drive by it and don't see it. It's lit up red at the top because month of February is health month, is heart health month.
Oh, okay.
And so we want to remind everybody to check on your ticker. Sam and Greg want you to check on your ticker. And if you haven't done it, make your appointment before the month is over. I made my appointment. I mean, Mike Bell was talking about he went and had his check this week.
Hmm.
And so
I wish you'd told me that February 5th.
Check your ticker. You know, that's all. We just want to make sure everything's in good order. Everything's good. You know, do stuff, your EKG, stress test, stuff like that. So, you know.
So, you know, when we do like a holiday on a Monday or any of the days during the week, and we come in here and you say, like, we thank the shows that we're filling in for, the morning show or the steakhouse, and you say, we ain't going to touch nothing. We're going to leave things alone, all that stuff, right? How you say that?
Yeah.
So I've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
The house looks okay.
Everything is okay.
I heard you guys had a couple hiccups while I was gone.
A couple of things. Jason Longshore was in there, and shout out to Jason.
Well,
also,
I got some thank yous, but go ahead.
Yeah, outstanding. He was in, and you know how he does it. I'm out, you have to be out. He comes in, and a long day for him yesterday, a very long day for him. Yeah. That went into the night, but with a great celebration. Atlanta United with a 3-2 win over Montreal last night before big crowd, 65,000 plus. We think we're on to something with this season, Greg. I mean, they made some acquisitions for this team, and we saw, well, Latte Lop goes out and scores twice. And he's the last guy that they brought in, and just magical last night.
Now don't get me all worked up just this first game.
I know.
You're the cockeyed optimist, as they say.
Well, no.
That's a good thing, but I – what does Jason feel? What's been his perspective on the upcoming season?
He feels like this team has what it takes to be a championship contender. Now, we've been hoping for that. Remember last season they got up to a win and down, players were out and injured. Yeah. You know, boom, Jakob Marcus was boom and gone. And you know, you had some players like things like that. The coach changed and all that stuff that happened. And at the end, they did stuff to give us hope. Mm-hmm. You know, they made the playoffs. they knocked off Messi and the high price crew down in Florida, down South Florida. And we like, okay, maybe we on to something. And so the thing of it is, can they carry, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what we're hoping for. But a good start.
I'm glad you mentioned Jason, because before we get going here, I want to say we'll start with Jason since you did today. He's like the, for lack of a better way to put it, he's kind of like the fifth Beatle. You know, when we got to take off, Jason's you all, and sometimes he's too busy.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some other folks. I understand Mr. Goforth was in here for a minute.
Yep. Well, that was part of the hiccups.
Oh, okay.
That was the hiccup. That ended up being me and the person on the other side of the glass. We decided, you know what? Let's go with it. Let's go with it. And we went with it.
She
was outstanding.
Well, we know that. We know that. If I refer to Noel in this way, and I know I'm saying this out loud, and she can look at me, but you will understand this reference. She's not like Jason. Like, Jason comes in and does the whole show, and he's a fill-in, and call him the fifth beat or whatever. But she, Noel, is like our Freddie DeCordova.
Oh. Hey.
Is that pretty good?
How about that?
That's pretty good. Now, that's a reference that you don't know. But that was the dude who ran Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
He was the executive producer of the Tonight Show, and he would go sideways. That's the only dude who can straighten him out. So that's the way we look at Noel. I was going to call her Lorne Michaels.
I was in between DeCordova and Lorne Michaels.
That's who Noel is. We look at her differently. But I want to thank Jason. I want to thank Chris Goforth for his attempts and whatever else happened. You two, obviously. When you know how I feel about you, and Noel is about a block behind only because I haven't known her and worked with her as long as you, are instrumental in so many aspects of
but we just told people you were on assignment.
I know, but
of course, Jason said you down at Bucky's doing a documentary on the brisket. I said, remember, he's scraping it off the bun these days.
I ain't eating no bread. I'm not eating no bread.
But the brisket, now he'll scrape it off and do something real creative with that at dinner time.
Yes, I will. I want to thank Mike Conti for understanding and working with me. And he's not done because I'm kind of not really done.
There you go.
I got something else going. I'm going to your neck of the woods sometime soon, and we'll talk about that. But I want to thank Mike Conti. And most importantly, I want to thank Tyler Perry.
Okay.
I understand he shut down part of Midtown the other night.
Yep.
All night
long. And some people saw that and mentioned that to me. I said, I said,
I have been blessed in a way, and you and I have talked about this. Maybe it's Pops pulling some strings from up in heaven. I've talked about this last year. I got to be a part of Beauty in Black for just a few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not this season. And since it's already been announced, I can say it because they talked about closing the street down. But I am I'm a part of things. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I'm going to be seeing a whole lot more, and I'm a part of things.
A fixture.
Yeah. I got to pace myself.
Right. Because
there'll be things that come up that I'll talk about, but I can't talk about. And of course, I don't want to root for the people who like that show.
Yeah.
But this all came, Sam, because of like a $20 bill I saw sitting on the ground in 2011, meaning one of the casting directors walked into a place. I was auditioning for some commercial I can't even remember. Didn't get the job, but he was talking about a need he had for middle schoolers and truck drivers for a movie that he was being made. It was the one John Smoltz was actually in it too. I think Trouble with the Curve.
Okay,
was the one. Might have been something else that he was doing, but. He needed some people, and I was standing there, and I went, well, I know I can help you some people. We'll bring you on, and this place was Dave FM then. And brought him up, went on Mara Davis's show, and that started the conga line of casting directors coming up here, and that's how casting calls started. And because of that and the opportunities that I have gotten along with that, helping people get these jobs in the industry, it's morphed into something kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, again, I just want to thank the people because all of this is extra gravy that I didn't expect, and we got ourselves a show. So anyway, thank you. I want to get those thank yous out to everybody, and that kills the time we have so we can go into commercials and bring on our first guest.
Yeah.
Because Kyle Sandy is waiting.
Absolutely.
We got a lot of stuff going on in high school basketball right now,
it's
right?
It's tournament time. We have the round of Sweet 16 and down to the Elite Eight as the march on Macon really kicks in. And who's in? He has some surprises, some teams we thought would be moving along. They're packing it all up. That's coming up on the Sunday morning.
Stick around. Sam and Greg, thank you guys for taking care of all this for me. It is so nice to be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg, 23rd day of February. Before we get to our next guest, I want to remind you we got Adam Alexander joining us in the 7 o'clock hour. Going to venture into Noelle's world, wondering what's going on in her head, what she's thinking about. Our three cheers and three jeers at 8 o'clock straight up. Sam's got his three. I've got my three. Noelle's got her three. And if you want to participate with us, you got some things that bothered you or you really loved this past week, 404-726-0929. Tim Scarborough is going to join us to talk some college basketball. And our own Caleb Johnson in the 9 o'clock hour, talking about these Hawks and some NBA basketball. But it is now officially high school basketball season, or at least the important parts of it.
You know, the tournament.
That's what I'm saying. The tournament's here, important part of it, and there's only one person and one voice to hear from, and that is Kyle Sandy. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Well, I'm good. I got some rest last night. That's always a positive, so I'm ready to come out guns a-blazing for you this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's fired up, man. It's this time of year.
People with bow ties don't normally come out fired up.
But this one does.
I guess so.
When it's this time of year, absolutely, okay. Absolutely. He does it. You know, we're through the first week of the tournament, and we're down to the Elite Eight, and there's some people that we thought might be moving along who are not moving along. Who are some of our upset victims that stand out to you, Kyle?
Gosh, there were a handful, and you know, at this time of year, there's usually all good teams, so there's not a Cinderella story that doesn't deserve to be here. Obviously, they have to be good as well. Just a couple, I guess we could start on the girls' side. North Paulding, who was, I think, the number one ranked team in the state, I had them. They were up 40-28 at Carrollton, and then they could not score anymore, missed some clutch free throws. They lost at Carrollton 44-43. That was a big come from behind victory for the Trojans. Elsewhere on the girls' side, you saw a game like Carver Columbus. They went into Tattnall County, picked up a 43-38 victory. It was a hard-fought win. Raven County, a 23 seed, going into Worth County with a 51-45 decision on the boys' side. Norcross, I know it doesn't sound like an upset, but Norcross went to McEachern and won 63-60. So there were a handful of upsets. You know, sometimes it's not as crazy as others, but even how about Pickens County? They went to Monroe, tough place to play, obviously, this time of year. They lost 63-58. So Pickens, who is the last undefeated team on the boys' side, they lose in the region championship. They win a first-round matchup, but then end their season with two losses, losing at Monroe.
Man, that is something to talk about. Some of the teams that had great seasons, but then, you know, hey, you get to the second season, and you hope you're playing your best basketball. That's what you hope. But you get here, and sometimes a bounce goes a different way, and some things happen. Somebody who usually comes out and does some things reliably maybe doesn't get things done, and just like that, your season's done. But that's what this time is all about, and there are great stories all around. I noticed what Kale girls are out.
Yeah, that was another huge shocking one to me. You're playing Maynard Jackson. You're at home. Kale was ranked number two in the state. I had them. Kale was clicking on all cylinders, you know, playing in a region that necessarily wasn't that great. They were beating everybody by about 40, 50 points routinely. So maybe you're seeing a major step up in competition, which you hadn't seen in a couple weeks since the non-region schedule. And Maynard Jackson, who was solid this year. Their best player was hurt heading into the season, or one of their best players was hurt, so they weren't at full strength all season long. Obviously, the defending state champ, so you know they were really, really good. They had been beaten by Midtown. Creekside had handled them multiple times by double digits, but they go into Kell and lead pretty much the entire game. So a huge win for the Jaguars to move on back to the Elite Eight, but I was surprised that Kell was not able to get the job done. In a game that was full of length, athleticism, good guard play, but Maynard Jackson, kudos to them to move on to the next round.
Kyle Sandy joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, take a second, if you can, and highlight a couple players, a couple ladies who have stood out during this tournament time.
Oh, well, just got eliminated, but how about Lyric Green, Dodge County Squaws? She had 52 points in the first round,
what?
Then 53 points in the second round.
Yikes.
Yeah, dominant post presence, an unsigned senior, just physical as all get out, but carried her team. They got eliminated by Heard County in the Sweet 16, but I would be remiss not to mention what Lyric Green did at Dodge County over there in Eastman, Georgia, in that middle Georgia-type area. 52 points and then an encore of 53 to end her career.
Man, that is remarkable. That is remarkable stuff. Spending time, folks, with Kyle Sandy. He is social. You can find him at KyleSandy355, at KyleSandy355. This next round, we go to the Elite Eight, you know, and then you get those bus rides. You got some places that people are going to go to. And some people don't like those bus rides. They have to go on when they get to this round. But it's necessary. You got to figure out some teams who – during the course of their season, maybe went on the road and played some big games and has them prepped and prepared for what's coming up this week.
Yeah, you got to be battle-tested, whether it's playing tough competition on the road in the regular season like that, or even playing them at home. But, you know, as you mentioned, the bus rides, you can't really replicate that unless you are going to play in a showcase or just going all the way down to, like, a Savannah area. Savannah's always super tough this time of year. But we're going to see a lot of good games. You know, one up in this neck of the woods here, I'm looking forward to Tri-Cities Boys at Habersham Central. Habersham Central, it's a small court. There's going to be some huge players, a lot of 6'8 guys on both sides of the ball. It's going to be exciting, high-powered offense. Enzo Combs for Habersham has been sensational this year. I believe he had 9 points at halftime against Brunswick last night, then finished with about 28 or 30. He's going up against Trey Keith, a sophomore who was a freshman of the year last season for Tri-Cities, has multiple D1 offers. Just a lot of firepower in that matchup. And again, as you mentioned, Tri-City's going to have to get on the bus, come up to Mount Airy. That it's going to take a couple hours to get there. But that is one that I am going to definitely have my eyes on.
Ain't that the real Mayberry?
That's the one in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking of.
Mount Airy, North Carolina is Mayberry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's where Andy's from.
Yeah, we're not going up to that.
Okay, I don't hear that anywhere else. That's the only time I hear that name.
Mount Airy.
Carry on.
Siler City, all in the places. Yeah. We're not doing that. Looking over on the girls' side, I'm seeing some interesting matchups too. Lowndes came through, and they get Grayson. It means Grayson's got a bus trip, right? And I'm looking at some of these teams that had great seasons. Creekside's got a bus trip. They got to go to Ware County, and they're undefeated at 20-0.
Yeah, those are two big ones, and I'm glad you spotted that out, Sam. Yeah, I know Grayson's not looking forward to going down to Lowndes. Lowndes, a very good team. Casey Demps is a guard that's going to Mercer. Ariana Thomas can shoot the ball very well. Lowndes is really, really tough. They're really stout. They just beat two teams with great players. They beat Marietta, and Leah DeWitt, who went for over 30 points against them and then turned around and beat Bella Ragone, who's a five-star junior at Mill Creek. So Lowndes has beaten some of the very best players in the state. Now they get to host Grayson, and then Creekside undefeated, putting that on the line, going down to the swamp of Ware County where the Gators are at. Ware County, a lot of physicality inside with Brianna Hill. You got Rihanna Matika, very good wing. CeCe Dennis is going to have to be on point along with Jason Mitchell and company for Creekside to stay undefeated, but that's another really good one to keep an eye on.
Hey, Kyle, I was thinking about this as you guys were talking about bus trips and all that. So how many years have you been doing this, following high school basketball in the state?
He's been out there a minute now.
So more than a decade, around a decade or so?
Yeah, about officially the website, sandyspiel.com, opened up 2015, so I guess about 10 years total.
Okay, well, okay. First of all, we got to have a little celebration.
Yeah, 10th anniversary.
Yeah, yeah, something
10th
like
anniversary
that.
Or something with some balloons or something flying up, man.
Get some bunting there around your website. But the reason I asked is because I was curious, as you guys, like I said, talking about travel, what can you speak of as far as how these kids travel in 2025 versus when you first started this? Is there a noticeable difference just in overall the 10 years, or maybe something changed since the pandemic? But what is travel like for high school kids now versus the way it was when you started this website? And the locations in which they stay at and all of that.
Yeah, so obviously there's teams that do it differently. Some want to go the day of, some want to do it a day early, some will get a hotel. Something I heard that I wasn't 100% familiar with, that even on like a 4 or 5 hour bus ride, some teams chose not to take a bus and chose to carpool instead, taking about 5 cars down to get to a location that is super far away. That's something that I had never really thought of. I know some counties are stricter than others. They really want you to ride the bus, and then there's some liability as well. But taking a carpool all the way down south is something new to me. I always went on the bus. I would never even think of something like that. But whatever works best for these programs, whatever these coaches think will get their kids in the right mindset to play. And again, you don't want to get to a place maybe too early and then be sitting in the stands all day. Or, yeah, you know, you want to stay off your feet, but you still want to be focused. So there's a lot of logistics that are involved in this time of year. And coaches, you know, they got to make the right decision now. They might think it's going to really decide the game. It really might not play that much of a factor, but every little thing is run through with a fine-tooth comb this time of year to make sure they get the most out of their team.
Kyle, before we let you go here, we got to remind people what's coming up in March, this spring showcase. Let everybody know what's going to be going on.
Yeah, the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase, March 16th at Dawson County High School, an individual player camp for 2025, which is seniors, all the way to rising freshmen, 2029. We have the girls going at 10 a.m., and then we got the 4 p.m., so just a opportunity to get some skill work and drill work and break down into teams, get after it. We'll have some college coaches in attendance, hopefully. We'll have videographers, photographers, so it's a great time. SandySpiel.com will have all the information on that, and KyleSandy355 on Twitter. Spots are filling up quickly, but it's always a great time. 80 total spots available on the girls and boys side. Just an opportunity to get seen, get some work done before we dive deeper into travel ball play. So March 16th, the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase at Dawson County High School. Go ahead and check that out.
I think we ought to work on like a Buffalo Wild Wings or, you know, in places he goes to after the games. He says that's the only joint that's open. And we do the 10th anniversary party there.
Yeah, 10th anniversary. Like,
if the Waffle House is good enough for them coin at back in the day, like you said, would that kind of place. But listen, 10 years, something should be done for
you,
man.
Yeah, we should be doing something, man. You got to put
think
something
about it. We got to work out something. So let's have a conversation like
So glad you talked to us this morning and we reminded you, right?
Yeah.
Haven't even thought about that stuff. I mean, time flies. It's just another season already almost in the books. Man, it's been so much fun, this entire journey that I've been on for, I guess, almost a complete decade now. So I just really appreciate you guys letting me come on each morning to talk about a game I'm very, very passionate about. Can't do it without people like you.
Absolutely, man. If nothing else, this dude's worthy of a 30 for 30.
How about that?
All right.
We got to work on this guy, man.
We got to make some calls up to Bristol. Listen, man, enjoy the rest of your weekend as always. Thanks, Kyle.
We'll see you this week, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yes, sir. Talk soon.
Kyle Sandy Spiel. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT. Pixit.